is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Afghan intelligence agency confirms the Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. The Pakistani government says it was informed by the U.S. after the drone strike had already been carried out and accused the U.S. of violating its sovereignty. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke Sunday during a visit to Myanmar.
Mansour posed a continuing imminent threat to U.S. personnel in Afghanistan, to Afghan civilians, Afghan security forces, and Resolute Support Coalition members across the country.
Taliban officials have privately confirmed the death of their leader. In a news conference during a one-day visit to Myanmar, Kerry hailed the nation's transition to democracy. In a joint appearance with Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's de facto leader, the secretary urged Myanmar's new government to continue its work on implementing reforms on human rights. Aung San Suu Kyi said she welcomes the scrutiny that is inherent in the remaining sanctions.
I'm not afraid of sanctions. We'll get over this, and I'm sure that the time will come soon when the United States will know that this is no longer the time for sanctions.
Aung San Suu Kyi. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Vietnam for a three-day visit. Mr. Obama hopes to strengthen U.S. economic and strategic ties to that country. The president plans to hold a series of high-level meetings Monday with Vietnamese officials. He hopes his trip to Vietnam and Japan will draw the U.S. closer to Asian-Pacific nations, anxious about an increasingly aggressive China. This is VOA News. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is urging the media not to speculate about what caused Egypt Air Flight 804 to crash last week. During a speech to ministers and members of parliament, Mr. Sisi said an investigation into the incident could take a long time. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. Here is Sharif Fati. He is Egypt's civil aviation minister.
We haven't recovered them yet. I haven't got any information from the military operation team that is in charge of the search.
Egypt Air Flight MS-804 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris, killing all 66 people aboard. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. Democratic hopeful Bernie Sanders has intensified his fight with Democratic Party leaders by supporting a challenger to the head of the Democratic National Committee. Sanders accuses the party establishment of trying to anoint Hillary Clinton as its nominee. Meanwhile, the latest public opinion poll shows Republican Donald Trump and Clinton are locked in a virtual dead heat. It also finds a majority of voters view both of them unfavorably. In Turkey, a close ally of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been selected leader of the country's ruling party, becoming the presumptive prime minister. Dorian Jones reports.
Thousands of members of Turkey's ruling AKP party crammed into a congress hall in Ankara to elect unopposed Binali Yildirim as its new leader and the country's presumptive prime minister. Yildirim, the transport minister, is one of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's closest and longest-serving allies. Yildirim pledged to carry out his president's ambitions. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Vote counting in Austria's presidential election shows Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer and Green Party-backed Alexander Van der Bellen in a statistical dead heat. The winner will not be determined until Monday when nearly 90,000 absentee ballots are counted. With virtually all of the ballots tallied, Euroskeptic Hofer held 51.9% of the vote to Van der Bellen's 48.1%. Greek lawmakers approved new spending cuts and tax hikes Sunday. The actions were demanded by European creditors in exchange for a new infusion of bailout money. The legislation, which also provides a mechanism to slash spending in case of future budget overruns, comes 2 days ahead of a key meeting of Eurozone finance ministers set to determine Greece's degree of compliance with last year's bailout terms. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.